songs. You may stay seated. You can stand if you want, but join us in singing. You don't have to.
Your ears to heaven.
Kingdoms will bow down, and every chain will break as broken hearts declare His praise. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. the gate. Make way before the King of Kings.
The God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. For who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power, fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. His blood breaks its chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before the Lion. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? 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 Who can stop the Lord? Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb.
Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. I see the work of your hand.
I hear the sound of your voice. All at once it's a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so
more beautiful. You are beautiful.
God, you are the most beautiful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. Oh, God, there is no one more wonderful. You are wonderful. God, you are the most wonderful. You are glorious. You are glorious. Oh, God, there is no one more glorious. You are glorious. God, you are the most glorious. I delight myself in you, in the glory of your presence. I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms, unashamedly turn with mercy. I'm overwhelmed by you. I'm overwhelmed by you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are overwhelmed by you and the love that you have for your children. We thank you for being a God of compassion, a God of forgiveness, and a God of unconditional love. We thank you and we praise your name. Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Yes, welcome to Lenexa UMC and to our worship service. If you are visiting, I want to extend a warm welcome to you, and I would love to meet with you following the service. This morning, I would like to request you also to sign the attendance book and pass it along to people seated next to you. I don't have any other announcement. I want to take this opportunity to ask for or to remind you of the celebrations that we have and also the prayer concerns. First, I want to say that thank you for your prayers for Eric and I. We went to Men's Encounter last weekend, and it was an amazing spiritual experience. And I would encourage you, you know, to make time to attend. There is one in October, and also there is a ladies' encounter too. Ladies' encounter will be done on May 27 to 29, and there will be another one for ladies on October 2nd to 4th. So you can plan to attend. So that is the celebration I have for today. And continue praying for those who are not feeling well. And pray for the confirmation class. They are going on a field trip at 10 o'clock, visiting some places in Kansas City area. Pray for their safe trip. I don't have any other prayer concern. I want to give you a moment of silent prayer. Talk to God. Raise your concern to God. Almighty Father, we praise you this morning because you are the source of all the true and lasting joy. We praise you for your power which is beyond compare. We worship you for your wisdom which is beyond our understanding. We thank you because of your love and care. Thank you because you meet all our needs. This morning, we want to thank you for answering our prayers, and we want to lift our hearts also. You know, those who are discouraged this morning, those who have been fighting with the devil the whole week, as we come into your house this morning, we pray that you may give them encouragement, give them hope, give them power to overcome. May they sense your presence in their lives this morning. Heavenly Father, we want to lift up those who are not feeling well. We pray that you bring restoration to them. And Lord Jesus, we want to commit the things coming ahead of us this week into your hands. You know, the meetings we have here in the church, Bible studies, we commit them into your hands. Lord Jesus, and the general needs of this church, we pray in Christ's name that you provide so that we can serve you effectively. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. And God's people say, amen. Please join me in the community prayer. Gracious God, we rejoice for the new day. New every morning is your love, greater and light. And all day long, we are walking for good in the world. Stir up in us a desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, in the glory and forever. Amen. Let's rise up if you are able. We sing one more song.
Oh,
We have two scripture lessons today. The first one is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ. Be reconciled to God. And then from Matthew chapter 5. Verses 21 through 37. First, concerning anger. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with your brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled by your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown in prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. Concerning adultery, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say unto you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for the whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for the whole body to go into hell. Concerning divorce, it was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say unto you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Concerning oaths, Again, you have heard it said to those of ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord. But I say unto you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool, or Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. This is good news for God's people.
Thank you, Charles, for reading the Word of God today. So today, we don't have the actors today. Yeah, they took a day off. So I want to tell you a story about two neighbors here, Adam and Nathan. They lived next door to each other, and there was no fence separating their yards. So they kept quarreling over issues and bitter against each other for some issues. Adam had a dog, and the dog had made Nathan's yard the bathroom. And Adam was not going to pick up the droppings. And so it was making Nathan's family to be mad at Adam's family all the time. And then Nathan had a tree, and when the wind blows, the leaves were landing on Adam's yard. And Adam was mad because Nathan was not cutting down the tree. And one day, Nathan's family went on vacation. And Adam was so happy that they are leaving, so that, you know, we don't have to quarrel this week and next week. And Nathan was happy too that they were leaving to get a break from this neighbor. And then, to make it worse, while Nathan's family were out on vacation, Adam's dog went over to Nathan's yard and came with a rabbit, which was a pet for Nathan's. So he brought the rabbit. The rabbit was dead. And Adam's family felt bad. You know, when they come back, they might sue us. So they started washing the rabbit, blow dry, combed, and took it back to Nathan's and family and put it in the cage. And then when Nathan's family came back from vacation, Adam's family heard a scream. Woo! Our rabbit came back. What is going on? Adams came to find out that, you know, after all the neighbors had come, you know, they heard a scream, and they all came back to find out what was going on in Nathan's family. And come to find out, Nathan's pet, you know, the rabbit had died, and they had buried it in the yard. And Adam's dog went and dug it out and brought it home. And then when they came from vacation, they found it in the cage. And they were like, is it a spirit? Is it a ghost? What is going on? And then Adam confessed. He said, we thought our dog killed your rabbit, so we had to clean it up and brought it back. And their reconciliation started. And Nathan also apologized for not raking the leaves and all the mess that has been going on. So the scripture for today is talking about reconciliation, trying to be in right relationship with everybody else. And what is reconciliation? As you can see on the screen, it is to build bridges, to restore friendship, to be in harmony, and to accept something unpleasant. Therefore, the scripture readings that we have read this morning tell us that God provided a bridge for us to be reconciled to Him through His abundant love. The following are a few things about building a right relationship, or rather, reconciling. First is reconciliation with one another. The ministry of reconciliation is declared in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. And it reads, it is right there. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Yes. So all this is from God. God is the one initiating reconciliation. Also in Matthew chapter 5, verse 23, Jesus says, before you give your gift, you are offering to God. And in the process, while you are going to give the gift and you think of that you have something against your brother, it says, go and reconcile with your brother. That can be a big challenge. Yes, can you imagine in the middle of worship, maybe you are coming up front here to take Holy Communion, and when you are away middle here, you remember, oh, I have something against so and so, you know, before you drop your offerings. And maybe you came maybe 15 miles from Shawnee or from West, and then you call back to make a reconciliation, and then you come back to give your offering. Can you imagine? That can be a bit challenging, but it is possible. It is not something impossible. Yes, you know, it is easy these days. I remember when we were at Men's Encounter. Yeah, we was talking about spiritual warfare. And at some point, the speaker said, if something comes to your mind now, if God brings somebody to your mind that you have something against, pick up the phone and call and apologize. So you don't have to make a trip 15 miles because of cell phone these days. You can call. You can step out there and make a phone call. Yes, we see also an example here. What happened to Barnabas and Apostle Paul? In the book of Acts chapter 15, it says, sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go back and visit the believers in all the towns where we are preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing. Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. But Paul did not think it was wise to take him because he had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Can you imagine missionaries, great people who are committed to God? They had disagreement over Barnabas' nephew, Mark, whom in the first missionary journey He deserted him. He deserted Paul and Barnabas and went home. So even though Paul and Barnabas disagreed, they had some kind of agreement to go separate ways and doing the same thing at the same time. They had something in common, and that was to serve God. They didn't say, now we disagree, we are not serving God anymore. They continued to serve God. Also, in 1844, we hear that there was a separation in the Methodist Church over the issue of slavery. At this time, the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church was formed. The leaders of the Methodist Church may have disagreed, but they loved Jesus. They kept the main thing, the main thing. So even though they could not worship together in the same building, we can still do things together. We can even exchange the pulpit. We can do mission together. So, disagreement should not distract us from serving God. Where there are people, I have to tell you that there are always disagreements. There is always disagreement. If we agree to disagree and don't get upset and do nothing negative, God can take our stumbling blocks and weaknesses and turn them into stepping stones. He did that for Apostle Paul and Barnabas. The gospel spread it and the church grew. The early church grew because of that. Yes, Paul did not say, since I cannot get along with Barnabas, I'm going to stop preaching. He continued to preach the good news. Barnabas did not say, since I'm not getting along with Paul, I'm going to stop going to church, stop serving God. But he continued. He didn't stop serving God. They both had something in common, and that is to serve God. The main thing was to spread the good news. So where there is separation, God will make a way for reconciliation. The only separation that the Lord wants us to have is to separate ourselves from sins that have been listed in the book of Matthew chapter 5. God wants us to have a right relationship with one another. Yes, and if God brings somebody you have something against, this is an ideal time in the house of worship where you can start reconciliation, not only with that person, but to God. Second, reconciliation with God. So we have seen reconciliation with one another. Now reconciliation with God. Through reconciliation, God designed a way for sins to be forgiven and for us to have a personal relationship with Him. Amen? The sin of humanity caused the separation between us and God. But God was the one who initiated the possibility of restoration. A sinful person does not seek God, but God seeks a sinful person. And it says so in the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 6, where it says, all of us have become like one who is unclean. And all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf. Like the wind, our sins sweep us away. Isn't that amazing? A sinful man here is like, is like seeking a holy God. Or rather, in seeking a holy God, the sinful man is like somebody who has done wrong and looking for a police officer to report himself. So in other words, reconciliation starts with us. We go to ask for forgiveness. If I have something against anybody, I have to go and reconcile with that person before I reconcile with God. And that is what we meant by seeking a right relationship with others. So as I bring this to the closing today, I'm here to ask you, have you experienced this reconciliation we are talking about? Have you experienced it with God? Because God here is the God is the supreme being we have to reconcile with. So if we have not, then you need to be reconciled to God. Some believe that they are going to live good enough to get to heaven. There is nowhere in the Bible where a person reconciles himself to God. In every case, God reconciles a person to himself. Before the world was formed, God cared enough about you and I to send his only son to be sacrificed in order to reconcile you and I to him. So don't pass up this opportunity that God has given us through Jesus Christ. If you have never reconciled with God, and of course with one another, plan to do so as you come forward for Holy Communion today. So let's turn our hearts to God as we come to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I invite you to read with me along the responsive readings for the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Simon, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Thank you. In the night in which Jesus gave up himself for us, he took the bread, we give you thanks. After he blessed, he broke it. This is my body given for you. Eat it often in remembrance of me. After the supper was over, he took the cup. We give you thanks. This is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many. Do it often as you share from this cup in remembrance of me. Amen. I would like to invite the youth to come and help in serving the sacrament. is the body of Jesus Christ given for you. Blessings. This is the body of Jesus given for you. God bless you. This is the body of Jesus given for you. God bless you. Yeah. This is the body of Jesus given for you. God bless you. This is the body of Jesus given for you. God bless you. This is the blood of the new covenant given for you. Blessings. This is the blood of Jesus given for you. Bless you. This is the blood of Jesus given for you. Bless you. This is the blood of Jesus given for you. Bless you. This is the blood of Jesus given for you. Bless you. The feast I've been prepared for all of you, you are all welcome. And Holy Sacrament in our church is open to whoever is a believer in Jesus Christ. You are all welcome. Please join me in the spirit of prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to worship you in form of reading the scripture, in form of music, and in form of bringing gifts to you. We pray that you bless the offerings we were able to put on the plate today. We pray that you multiply for the extension of your kingdom. And we pray that you bless the hands we brought it. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, please rise up if you are able as we sing. The benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may the reconciliation between you and God and others bring you peace and a right relationship with one another. You may go in peace, and may the peace of Jesus Christ go with each one of you. Amen.
the peace.